Okay, so as you can see from the children's sermon, what we're going to be talking about is a mature Christian and childlike curiosity. As we have gone through this last year with Exano and all the things that we've been going through, there's been kind of a change going on within this church, and it's really fun to watch because what we used to be is the mature church, where we would come in, we'd do our thing, we were all prim and proper, we knew exactly where our places were, and we were quite content with that. We knew what was going on, we knew we had good teaching coming in, we knew there was going to be music every single week, we knew, but we weren't really changing all that much. And sometimes people are like, well, you got to stay mature. You got to be this way. You got to be that way. And it's like, well, yeah, mature is good. But sometimes, as shown with the kids, you got to have the childlike curiosity to explore what God has for you. And in the verses that Dave read to us today, I think it's really clear that Paul was trying to get the church of Corinthians to understand, hey, yes, maturity is a big deal. Like, he really wanted the church to be mature. But at the same time, he was also like, but you have to be like infants or children in a way while you have that maturity. So while I'm going to go through the sermon, I'm going to be talking about both of them and really how they work together well. And sometimes, though, how we as Christians get stuck in one camp or the other, and it's really hard to stay down the middle path. So in 1 Corinthians 14, 18 through 20, it said, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you, but in the church I would rather speak 5 intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers and sisters, stop thinking like children and regard the evil, be infants, but in your thinking, be adults. Now, I am technically a tweener, okay? I'm 25, and I still love being a kid. I work at a camp, I coach, and I'm now the youth leader here at church. So I love hanging out with kids and being like kids and being immature and running around and just doing all these kinds of crazy things. Like, if there's a ball, I'm after it. I'm gone. It's like that. But what I've been learning is I've had 25 years of schooling in the Christian walk. And so through those 25 years, I should be at a point in my Christian walk where I am the mature one. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I pray every day. I do go to church. I read my Bible, do devotions, all this kinds of stuff. But there are problems with that because in camp, I'm hanging out with 2nd through 6th graders the whole day. And at the end of the day, I start becoming like a 2nd through 6th grader. And I start just goofing around, and I don't take anything really seriously. And I'm like, oh, this is great. I get to go into work tomorrow. I get to play some games with the kids. I get paid to do it. This is awesome. And I start just looking at it that way, like, oh, it's time to be goofy. It's time to be crazy. It's time to be like a little kid. And it's great when I'm in the camp situation because the kids are like, this guy is awesome because he's 25 and he's playing tag with me. Oh my goodness. And they love it. And there are times when I am coaching and I coach high school girls, which means I cannot be the mean guy and yelling at them all the time because girls don't like that all the time. And so I have to be going down to their level and be emotional. All right? And I learn things. And I'm just like, oh, I got to be nice to you. I don't want to. But right now, you just messed up again for the fifth time. It's like, ugh. So there are times coaching where I have to just calm down and just be like, all right, I got to think like a high school girl. I don't know how that works, but I got to think that way. And With the youth leadership here, we had a lock-in a few months ago, and we were doing Dart Wars. And I'm just like, this is awesome. And I'm running around with my shotgun, and this is, I'm just like, ha ha. And it's like, I become so involved with it that I lose a lot of what the world would call maturity, or what some older mature Christians would say, you're not a mature Christian right now. You're acting like a kid. And you gotta knock that off. You're 25. Grow up a little bit. And it becomes a point where I start becoming the childlike Christian in everything that I am doing. Now, if you look at it from a childlike point of view, when you're working in a camp, when you're coaching, when you are a youth leader, you have to have a sense of immaturity to where you can connect with the kids, but at the same time be mature in the ways that you are teaching them and stuff like that. But when you look at the Christian life, childlike isn't always the best. And in the Bible, there are a lot of verses that try to steer us away from the immature, fun nature, and goofy all the time kind of deal. I'm going to be going through a few verses, so I'm just going to read them out. If you want to get to them, you can. But we got a few of them, and I'm just going to keep going through them. So the first one, is Proverbs 9:6. Forsake your folly and live, and proceed in the way of understanding. A lot of times when I'm acting like a kid, being immature, not doing what I know I'm supposed to be doing as a mature adult, I am living in my own folly. And I'm just like, oh, I can do whatever I want. I don't have to worry about things. Now that school has started, I have to start worrying about things again. I can't just go day to day and be like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with kids. It's like, no, now I've got school. Next day I've got coaching. And then I've got meetings here at church. And then I'm preaching on Sunday. I didn't know about it until Tuesday. And so I freaked out a little bit. And it's all this other stuff going on. And it's like, I've got to put my foot down and start becoming a mature Christian in those areas. Because if I act like a child, then I'm going to be like a child. And then I'm going to get crushed. And that's where Proverbs 9:6 is so cool. It's like, you got to forsake your folly and live and proceed in the way of understanding. It's saying that I have to step out and be like, okay, so I know I have this going on, I know I have this going on, I know I have this going on. I need to study for this, I need to drive to that, and I need to get this done by Friday. And you have to set goals. And that's kind of where the mature Christian comes out in me. But there's more about being immature where we need to be careful. In Hebrews 5:11 through 14, we have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Man, being childlike doesn't sound very good anymore. All right? It sounds like, yeah, you're kind of messing up, Scott. You probably should get rid of the childlike qualities that you have and start becoming a mature adult. And it's hard to read those because, like, I love being immature. It's so much fun. It's easy. Okay, it's easy not to think about, okay, I have to have a responsibility for my schoolwork. I have to have a responsibility for coaching. I have to make sure that I'm keeping on top of things. Because so many times, what will happen is the night before, I'll look at my schedule and be like, oh yeah, I've got this due, I got this due, I got a meeting tomorrow, I got this, and so on and so forth. And that's where being like a child doesn't really help me out a whole lot. Because as a child, you're just wanting to go, and find out new things and not really care about what's going on around you, but you want to just be exploring everything that God has for you. And in Revelation 3:16, I think this is the one that really is a warning against the immature Christian. It's like, so because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. What that says to me is, as an immature Christian, I am not walking in the way that God wants me to. Or I'm walking, but I'm going wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I'm not going on that straight line that he wants me to. And that's where Satan can come in and start distracting me with things. And he can start saying, hey, Scott, you know what? You have this due. You know what? You should probably do that instead of going off and reading your Bible. Hey, Scott, you have this going on tomorrow. You know what? Maybe you should just, like, leave that prayer time alone and just go to sleep because you're going to need all the sleep you can get. And there are times when, as an immature Christian, I'm like, yeah, you're right. I can do this tomorrow morning when I wake up. Or I can do this later, and I can do this later and later and later and start pushing things off. And sooner or later, it's a week. And then it's 2 weeks. And then it's a year. And then it's 5 years. And so on and so forth. And that's where being a mature Christian really will help you out in your times of need when you feel that distraction pulling you one way, pulling you the other. And it's really hard sometimes to think of how, okay, I got to be mature in everything I do, but it's just like, I don't want it to be that way. But wait, there is hope for you out there that are like me, who love being the immature little kids that are running around. In Matthew 18:3, it says, and he said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. And this is where I drop the mic and I walk outside and sermon's over. All right? Jesus, right here, saying, you know what? You need to act like a child. You need to have faith like a child. And it's like, now, but let's think about this for a second, okay? So, in the Bible, I've been reading to you a few verses out of Hebrews, Revelation, and Proverbs, saying, I have to be a mature Christian. I need to move past my childlike tendencies. But then, in Matthew, and Jesus said this, you need to have faith like a child. I'm just like, Wait, whoa, hold on a second. I have to do both now? It's hard enough trying to be mature and trying to be childlike if you're just choosing one of those paths, but now I gotta bring them together and try to be that way all the time? Ew! I don't like it. I don't like it at all. That means that's work. That means I've got to try and do both of them at the same time. And I'm a horrible multitasker. So that's not going to work out real well for me. And it's like, well, it might not be fun. It might be work. But that's what God has been putting towards me as a young Christian. Growing into a young man. Soon to become an old man in a few years. And then I can be the one coming up and being the mature Christian. All right? So it's like, sorry, Brian. But it's like, we need to make sure we get to a point of being mature, because if we stay in our childlike faith, we're not going to get far. And that's where Ephesians 4:14, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. As a child of the faith, I'm susceptible to things that the world is going to throw at me, and it's going to be hard for me to try and resist them. For example, if the world is throwing at me, hey, you need to go out and do this kind of thing, and you need to feel this kind of way, and you need to make sure that you're seeing this and touching that and doing this and doing that, and I get like, okay, I'll block this one because I know that's really wrong, but then I go this one, I'm like, well, that's not so wrong, but you know, I probably shouldn't do it. And then something pops up in front of me, it's like, oh, yeah, this is no big deal. Everyone else is doing it. I mean, who cares? Whatever, but no big deal. And then you start that slippery slope going down of being the child who's just like running after the ball. And you're just like, you're running down the way where God does not want you to go. So it goes both ways. Now, last time I talked about how when we look into the mirror, we need to make sure that we know our identity as Christians, because the devil's out there and he's trying to make us forget it, or trying to make us walk away from what we truly are as Christians, newborn creatures. And it's much easier to be swayed when you're young. When I was like in grade school, in high school, like if someone told me, hey, this food is awesome, you should go try it, I'd be like, okay, I'm there. Don't even have to like tell me what it is or what's in it. I'm there. It's food. I'm going to eat it. And then as I got older, I started realizing, I'm like, not all food is really good. And realizing that Brussels sprouts, man, that was a horrible idea. And then like all these beans and vegetables, it's like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I love my steak, surf and turf. Give me that all day. But man, vegetables, not all the time. And it's like, I started thinking about things in a different way. I started thinking about, well, maybe if I don't like the taste, maybe I shouldn't eat it. Okay? It was mind-blowing, let me tell you. But there are times that also when you become that mature, you got to be like, okay, so I am now a mature Christian, so I am not going to be distracted. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to stay firm, and I'm going to be this way. Well, there are problems to that as well, because when you become a mature Christian, like sometimes in my way of knowing I've been a Christian, I mean, since I was 7, and it was like, and ever since then, it's like, you know what's hard for me? It's to read my Bible, all right? It's to pray every night. That's when it becomes hard, even though I am a mature Christian. I've been brought up in a Christian home. I've been around Christian friends and family for years, and yet I still mess up on the most basic things in my Christian walk. And then I become okay with it. I become with like, okay, I know that I'm going to go to heaven. Right? I know that. I know it's in the Bible. Couldn't give you a specific verse, but I know it's in there. And then I know that if I pray to God, maybe once a week, maybe, I mean, that's okay with me. That's a good relationship, right? Yeah? No? So it's like, and then I get stuck in this rut where I'm just spinning my tires, and I'm like, I'm not moving. And God really, yes, he wants me to be mature, but he also wants me to look at him like, you have to have a childlike curiosity so you go into the next step, into the next phases of your life, and stop being stuck in the one you are now. For around 3 years at school, I was in education, and I was at a point in my career where I was just like, I don't think this is where God wants me to be. More of it, I didn't want to be there because it was a lot of work. But I thought, you know what, maybe God's got pushing me in the other direction. But what was happening was I was spinning my tires while I was in there. Because I kept pushing. And I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to keep seeing what's going to happen. And for 3 years of school, I was doing something that in the end, now that I've gotten to 7 years in school? I now realize that was probably not a good idea to spend 3 years in an educational course of action where I didn't want to be. And it's interesting because, like, I thought I was doing the right thing by staying in it and trying to egg it out and get it out and do it because that's what I was told to and all this other stuff. But really, I needed to get back and be like, okay, childlike curiosity. Am I excited to go down the path that I'm taking right now? And I look back at it, and I was not excited. I was not happy to be in it. I thought it was a chore. And most of the people that I talked to in education that were my friends were just like, oh, I'm so excited. I get to student teach. I get to do lesson plans and all this other stuff. And I'm like, ew. And I mean, Sarah's doing that right now at home, and where she'll come home and write lessons plans. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yeah, see you later. I'm not even going to deal with this right now. And it's just like, I became very content spinning my wheels and just being like, you know what, I'm going to try, but you know what, I'm not really going to try, and we'll see what happens. And then after 3 years of education, I was like, you know what, I'm going to change it to history because that's so much better. And another thing happened. I was in it for, a year and a half. Same thing. It was like, I had to take my senior sim. And I didn't want to take my senior sim because it was like a 40-page paper with over 100 sources attached to it. And I had to write it. And I didn't want to write it. So I kept spinning my wheels and taking all these history classes, which I absolutely loved, but not doing the thing that I really needed to get done, which was my senior sim. Well, then, last year, I was talking to, I think it was my dad. And I was just like, you know what? I need to get out of this. I need to change my major. And he was like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, you know what? I think I really want to go into youth ministry. And that was something that has always been on my heart. I think from the very beginning, I just kind of blocked it out because I was like, you know what, I love it, but there's no money in it, and there's no real rewards. I mean, like, what I was thinking at the time was like, well, I'm not going to have a house, I'm not going to have a Porsche, I'm not going to have any of this other stuff. And so I was looking at it, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to kind of go into that because, yeah, that was not there. Well, as I've gotten older, though, and now that I'm in this major, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is where I should have been year one, right out of the gates, and then I wouldn't have been at school for so long. But you know what? That's hindsight. And then it's like, and now I've become curious again. I'm just like, I'm going to classes. I'm like, I'm learning new stuff. Or I'm relearning old stuff, but this is exciting because this is what I'm going to do with my life. And it's so much more fun for me to be in that situation. And it's awesome because I'm just like, I want to see what happens next. When I was in education history, I was dreading the next day. I was dreading the fact that I had to go in and say, when people ask me, what's your major? I'd be like, education. And they'd be like, oh, that's so cool. And I'd be like, no, not really. But, yeah, thanks anyways. And then history, it was like, I loved history, but that was not the place the guy wanted me at that time. And now that I'm in youth ministry, it's just like, it's so much more refreshing. I have like a longing to see what's going on. And that's why I had the kids with the ball when it was rolling. They were just like, they were after it. They were like the hens after the cricket on the ground or whatever you want to say. They were gone. They wanted to see what was going on. They didn't care where it went. It went into the plants. It went into the second row of the chairs. But they still went after it because they wanted to see what was going on and what was going to happen next. And that's where, when you have God in your life and you become that childlike, and you're just like, I want to know what's going on. I want to see what's happening next. But how can we mix a mature with childlike? And it's really hard in a way because, for one thing, you can become used to one thing. Now, with me, with the childlike attitude, at camp, I've been working at camp for 9 years now. And I've gotten to the point of where a lot of times what will happen to me is I'll get to camp, and the first few weeks are awesome, and I absolutely love it. But then I'll get to a point of where I'm like, you know what? I've been here for 9 years. I'm still getting paid what everyone else is getting paid. Have been asked for a raise. The kids are starting to get on my nerves. The summer's almost over. And I become callous, and I become hard. And what will happen is I'll go in when I'm with the kids. I'm like, I'm awesome. This is great. Let's do this. But then when the kids leave, I start looking for ways to get out of work. For instance, we had carpet ball tables, and these things were heavy as all get out. And because I'm one of the bigger guys at camp, they're like, oh, Scott, you need to go move this every single day. And it was just like, and it was twice because I had to take it out in the morning and then put it back in for the afternoon. And I was just like, are you kidding me? This is horrible. And then what would happen is I would start looking for other people to go do my work for me. And I'd be like, hey, newbie, you over there. Yeah, you go take the carpet ball table. And be like, and they'd be like, oh, okay, let's go. And I'd just be there and be like, yeah, good luck with that, okay? It's heavy. And so they would go, and they would lift, and they would struggle, but they would be so happy to do it. And I would look at them and be like, that doesn't make any sense. Every single day I do that, and it's absolutely the worst time of my life. It takes 5 minutes, but you know what? It's horrible. It's awful. It's heavy. Why is this kid looking like he's excited to do this? He had the childlike curiosity. He was wanting to see what was going to happen next. He was doing work for the camp. He was doing work for the Lord, and he was excited to do it. And there's good old Scott just standing there being like, is it lunch break yet? Is it 5:30 yet? Can I get out of here? And that's where there's the warnings come in about being a hard, callous, mature Christian. Because what happens? You get stuck in the rock and you become stiff. And I think that, that it's like when we look into the scriptures, we need to be like excited to see what the next verse brings. Even though we might have read it 20 times, 30 times, 40 times over. There's a man at Concordia, his name is John Seleska, and his Bible must be 20, 30, 40 years old or whatever it is. It's old. And there are lines after lines after lines of research and multicoloring where he goes through one day with a pink and then the next day he goes in with a blue. And just, I look at that, I'm like, how does he do that? Like, I have trouble reading through a Bible verse that I might not have read before. And this guy's going through it again and writing new notes to himself. And it's just amazing how, I think he's in his 80s now, or, yeah, 80s. And he's like, he is still excited to be in the Word. And I'm just like, that is so cool. And that must be difficult because 60 years, 70 years of being a Christian, he is still reading the Bible. Stuff he might have read, heard over and over again, and he is still pushing forward, trying to find something new to learn about God. And it's just awesome because he has a healthy relationship with the Lord. He also has a healthy relationship with those around him. When you start becoming like a Krusty Krab from SpongeBob, you don't like to have relationships with other people. You just like sticking there and be like, this is Scott's bubble. Leave Scott alone. No touchy. All right? And you stay there. And people notice it. When you're having a bad day at camp and you're not wanting to be there and the kids start picking up on these vibes. I don't know how they do it, but they do it really well. And they know when you're having a bad day. I've had kids come up to me before where I'll just be sitting there staring off into space, daydreaming about vacation or whatever. And a kid will come up and be like, Scott, why aren't you smiling? And I'm like, because it's 8:30 in the morning and there are 500 kids around me. What do you think I'd be doing right now? And they're just like, but it's a good day. I'm like, oh, wow, that's awesome. And then the kid would leave and I'd be like, it's a wonderful day. And try to get through my day. And that's where I think it's just so cool when someone as young as a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old can come up to you and make you realize, hey, I shouldn't be content with where I'm at right now. I should be striving to push forward, to get to the point of knowing, that, hey, I fought the good fight. I ran a good race. So when I get to my dying breath, knowing that God has worked through me in certain situations to where I can be a blessing to other people. And that's always the one thing that we get so stuck up, we forget what Philippians 4:4 says, and it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. And we lose that joy. We get stuck. Something bad happens in our lives. We forget to do our daily devotion or Bible reading, and we get stuck. So my encouragement for you is this, as you go through your life, as you get older, which is I'm finding out, you tend to start going into that mature, stuck-up snob. Which, in all honesty, while I was at camp, I would be a snob sometimes to some of those people and the kids around me. And God doesn't want that for us. Yes, he's excited that I have spent 25 years in a Christian home. Yes, he's excited that I have asked him to be my Savior since age 7. But that's not where he wants me to stop. That's not what he wants me to be remembered for. Hey, Scott, remember when you were 7? How excited you were to read the Bible with your dad every night? Or devotions with your mom, or Bible study with your mom in the mornings? That's what I want you to start becoming like. Yes, you are 25. Yes, you have the maturity level that some people would say is good. But you still need to be striving for more. Don't be content with where you're at right now. And as you can see, being mature and having a childlike curiosity, they go hand in hand. But they're hard. And it's hard to get both of them because you want to stick to one that you know. And so my encouragement for us as a church is that we start becoming curious again. That we have had many, many years of good teaching, of good music, of places where we know we're okay with. But that's contentment. And when you get content, that's when things start going wrong. And that's where we start losing our fire that we've had before. And I think that's what's so cool with what's going on with the Exano group and all these other groups that are getting going because of it. I don't know about you, but I love coming to church now because there's a different feeling going on. There's a fire going on. There's a curiosity going on. And I hope that you have been sensing it too with all the meetings and all the special church services that we had this month. And I know we're having one the 23rd. That's exciting because we're doing something different. Is it scary? Yes. Do we want to really know how this is going to end up? I mean, yeah, if I had a ball and look into it and see the future, that'd be awesome. But I don't. I have to trust in God every single day that He's going to get us through what we're going through with the changes that we've been doing. And what's awesome about the fact that we're changing is that God has promised us that He's going to be with us through everything that we have been doing. And being led by the Spirit and trusting God, that's how we're going to get through this. That's how we as Christians are going to keep going to that childlike curiosity and being like, what's going to happen next? In Matthew 28, 18 through 20, the Great Commission, it says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And surely I am with you, Lamb of God, to the very end of the age.'" How cool of it to hear it that way. I am with you, Scott Fenning, always to the very end of the age. I am with you, everyone here, to the very end of the age. That alone should just like give you goosebumps and be like, oh, that's exciting. All right? And that's where God wants us to be. He wants us to be excited for Him. He wants us to be excited to learn new things about Him. And He wants us to be open to the moving of the Spirit within us. So as we go through these next few months to years with what we've been implementing, with you as Christians in your homes, going about and doing stuff differently, I pray that you get a curiosity again. I pray that you wouldn't lose that. And I pray that as you go throughout, you become the mature Christian that God has wanted you to be. But never lose that childlike curiosity. Because when you start losing the curiosity, that's like what I said, the contentment comes in. And that's when we start slipping. That's when we start losing our identity. I pray that as we go through our lives, that we wouldn't just be excited for one thing and then not excited for the next thing that God has planned for us. Even though it might be good. Even though it might be bad. As we go through it, I pray that God would just give you blessing after blessing so that you want to keep going for it, that you keep looking for the next thing and always have His mind in your heart or His will in your heart so that as you go forward, you know how to look out toward it and seek it as you go. Pray with me. Dear Lord, I just thank You. I thank You that You have blessed us with mature Christians around this church. And I pray, Lord, that as we go through these next months and years, that You would just give us a curiosity of where we're going next and how exciting it can be, how scary it can be, but just how that You will be leading us in every turn we take. Lord, I pray that as the young people have gone back to school in many areas, I pray that You would be with them. Give them the strength and the courage to stand for You, to show off or be a child in many ways, but at the same time also be a mature Christian for You and stand up when they know that something is wrong, standing up for what's right. Lord, I pray for our government. I pray for our leaders. I pray that You would also give them just a blessing, but also that they would turn towards You in everything that they're doing. From the situation that's going on in Kentucky, I pray, Lord, for that clerk, that she would be with her as she stood for her face and showed what a mature Christian looks like. I thank you for the examples around the world that you've given us. And I pray, Lord, that as we continue in our daily walk with you, that we'd always remember to keep you first and foremost in all our life. In your name I pray. Amen. As the offering is received, pray that you would be blessed by it. If you are a guest or a visitor, please don't feel like you have to put anything in. The money is not ours, it's God's. And if you need any, then talk to one of the elders or Carrie, and they will be glad to give you some. So.